United colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved.
Lee's resolution, a formal declaration of independence, was passed on July 2, 1776. This was the day that John Adams, writing to his wife Abigail, predicted would become a day of celebration for Americans.
The second day of July, 1776, will be the most memorable epoch in the history of America. I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward, forevermore.
If independence was declared on July 2nd, why do Americans commemorate independence on July 4th? The edited version of Jefferson's Declaration was adopted on this day. This much historians agree on. But the 4th of July is also believed by many Americans to be the day on which the Declaration was first signed by delegates to the Continental Congress. Here we fall into murky controversy where historians disagree. Many historians reject a 4th of July signing, relegating this story to one of the myths of American history. The only signing by delegates, they say, took place on August 2nd, when the parchment version was signed. So, who said the Declaration was signed on the 4th of July? Thomas Jefferson, for one. In later life, Jefferson recalled a 4th of July signing, and he produced as evidence notes which he said were written virtually as the events occurred. John Adams also recalled